College is often heralded as the best 4 years of your life, but it can be a challenging time. Dear Penn Freshman is a new project where University of Pennsylvania students write letters to their former selves. In the process, the project's creators hope to foster a more supportive culture. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports.
In her hip University City apartment, Lauren McCann, a senior at Penn, reads me her letter over a cup of tea.
Hi there, little one. Welcome, welcome. You are about to embark on one of the most challenging, confusing, erratic, yet somehow meaningful and joyful adventures of your short life. Do not let the weight of that wash over you lightly.
McCann and some other students got the idea to start Dear Penn Freshman at a class on organizational behavior. The goal? To change the culture at Penn, which McCann says has some great aspects and some not so great aspects.
They have like this phenomenon at Penn they call like Penn face, which is like this idea that people sort of just put on this mask, that they have everything is like super breezy easy for them. They know exactly what they're going to do for the next 4 years and the next 50 years once we graduate.
But the letters show the cracks in that Penn face facade. McCann started to ask for submissions and she gradually got a few that spoke about hard topics, like getting rejected from every club or getting cheated on by a first love.
We are hoping that people, you know, everyone wants to make their own mistakes, but hopefully by reading our advice, they'd be able to have a better, happier time here at Penn.
Those acts of self-disclosure can go a long way toward changing an environment, says John Domino, the director of counseling services at Temple University.
People feel less alone when they hear the stories because they can see themselves in other stories and experiences.
And one novel aspect is that the advice isn't coming from professors or mentors, but students themselves.
I think young people, college students, definitely tend to look to peers for information and advice.
Penn senior Bobby Lindquist submitted a letter for the project because during his early college years, he was fixated on becoming a better person. He even earned the tongue-in-cheek nickname Bodhisattva Bobby from a professor. He tried to give as much as he could to others, but he judged himself when he thought he came up short.
Over the time I've had at Penn, I've definitely found that it's been difficult to practice self-compassion.
His letter has a whole section called Commit to What You Care About, but he warns his younger self not to take on too much. He writes, "Do more by doing less." And now, instead of trying to be perfect, he sees the limitations of his old mindset.
The way I like to think about it is like a bathtub with like the water is running like full speed, but the drain is also open. So you never are really filling up.
Lindquist says he found fellowship in other people's letters, and now the project is getting attention beyond Penn. Lauren McCann says she's been contacted by other Ivy League schools about starting their own versions of the letters, and she's working with fine arts students to take the concept off the internet and organize a show. For now, she reads me the end of her letter.
Number 9. Let go of any preconceived notions of just how your life will pan out, job-wise, relationship-wise, and anything otherwise. Being able to be confident in your uncertainty is the bravest thing you could possibly do. Number 10.
Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.